The earlier cancer is detected, the better the chances for survival. The University of Hawaii Cancer Center and the Hawaii Cancer Consortium is part of a coalition of leading oncology experts who sent a letter endorsing that cancer screening and treatment resume during the ongoing pandemic. Dr. Randall Holcomb, the director of the UH Cancer Center, sat down with our producer, Lillian Song, to share his concern that there are many cancers being left to grow unchecked.
We sent out the open letter because we were concerned that because of the COVID-19 pandemic, many people have put off cancer screening and in some cases even cancer treatment because of fears of going to the doctor or going to their local hospital. And we wanted to remind people that these are very important so that cancer can be diagnosed early when it's most treatable.
Mm-hmm. What have you been seeing this past year with the ongoing pandemic here in Hawaii?
I think what we've seen in Hawaii mirrors what's been going on across the country. There has been a significant decrease in cancer screening activities that started really last March when many of the centers that were providing cancer screening had to shut down because of the pandemic. I think that we've seen here in Hawaii a bounce back for mammography type screening that was initially stopped for many months, but we've seen a rebound for mammography. But other types of cancer screening, we really have not seen rebound sufficiently. And we want to remind people that if they've put off screening, such as colonoscopy or CT scan for lung cancer screening or pap smears for cervical cancer screening, that these are still important and that they should talk to their doctor about when they can resume such screening. One of the concerns we've seen across the country is that the number of new diagnoses for cancer has dropped significantly during the pandemic. And we don't think that's because there's less cancer that's occurring. There might be a slight bit less, but the drop has been much more than expected. What we are concerned about is that cancer is not being diagnosed because people are not going for cancer screening, and that will cause cancer to be diagnosed later, at a later stage, when it's harder to treat. And that might lead to more cancer deaths, and that's something we want to avoid.
Yes, I was just reading that fact sheet, and the numbers are startling, that in the U.S., studies have found more than one-third of adults failed to receive their recommended cancer screenings during the pandemic, and that an estimated 22 million cancer screenings were canceled or missed between last year's March and June. What were the numbers like here in Hawaii?
Well, we had almost no screening going on between March and June, to tell you the honest truth, because of the pandemic. Our local hospitals resumed breast cancer screening as quickly as they could, and they could do that safely. But we still have a lag in most other types of screening. I don't think we have the full numbers. I'm working with HMSA, which is a member of our Hawaii Cancer Consortium, to try to get the numbers statewide about how many cancer screenings actually occurred in 2020 to compare them to 2019. I don't think we have the full data yet, but we know that there's been a significant decrease. One of the things that we're most concerned about here at the UH Cancer Center, because part of our mission is to reduce the disparities in cancer outcomes for our Native Hawaiian and Pacific Islander populations, is that cancer screening is particularly important for those groups, and we don't want people to present with later stage disease when they already have disparities in cancer mortality related to the most common cancers such as breast, lung, and colorectal cancer.
So a very important message to keep reiterating. Looking forward, is 2021 going to be better?
I think 2021 will be much better. I think we have developed procedures at both at private doctors' offices as well as our health centers to minimize the risk of exposure to COVID-19 with appropriate personal protective gear. And that's going to make it easier for patients to get into the doctor, to see the doctor. Also, as we get more and more people vaccinated, the risk should hopefully decrease in contracting and spreading the virus. So I think that will make people feel more comfortable about going back and resuming their regular medical care. So I'm looking forward to a better 2021, but I am concerned about people who may have put off screening and that it may be more difficult path for them this year if the cancer is diagnosed later, because that may involve more intensive treatments. Another thing that we have also noted is that many people across the country who have cancer have decided to delay or miss cancer treatments. And that's a tremendous concern for medical oncologists, because we know that many cancers can be cured and the number of cancer survivors is growing every day. And we don't want that to stop. We want the number of survivors to continue to grow, and missing cancer treatment would obviously put a damper on that. My concern here in Hawaii is that many of our neighbor island patients with cancer travel to Oahu at least intermittently for part of their care, and travel has been so difficult during the pandemic. I'm concerned that they may have had to miss some of those trips that are necessary related to their cancer care.
And a lot of people have been pivoting. So with that difficulty, are you seeing then, because the need for the neighbor islands is there, are there organizations or facilities, are there things that are growing on the neighbor islands to address this?
One of the things we have done is expand our telemedicine activities, and that has enabled physicians here on Oahu to better consult with patients on the neighbor islands. I don't think that takes the place of having a doctor right there at the location, but it can really assist care. So that is one thing that has changed quite a bit, I think, during this pandemic. We also have some programs here at the UH Cancer Center to pay for travel for people if they need to travel from the neighbor islands to Oahu if they're participating in a clinical trial. But there are some difficulties still. For instance, the American Cancer Society Hope Lodge has been closed, and that's a location where people can often stay when they come from neighbor islands if they need to get care here on Oahu. So we're hoping that that opens sometime in the near future, but that's been an added difficulty for people to travel. Our cancer patients are the ones who you'd probably least want to have travel. Their immune systems are compromised. They're probably the individuals who you'd least want to go into a healthcare facility as well. Mm-hmm. So we need to take special precautions, and we've been doing that really throughout to try to make it as safe as possible. And I understand why people are concerned about going in for cancer screening or cancer treatment, particularly understanding for our Native Hawaiian and Pacific Islander population, because COVID has been so significant for that group. But the key is for people to talk to their doctor to see when they can resume these types of activities safely, and then to try to make sure that they take care of their health as best as possible.
That was UH Cancer Center Director Dr. Randall Holcomb stressing the importance of resuming cancer screening and treatment. For more information, visit uhcancercenter.org.